Hello, I'm Buckley, the host of A Dose of Buckley. On January 1st, 2021, during a live stream on Twitch, I was speaking to a licensed mortician who goes by the username Morticia1313, when we decided to hold an impromptu Q&A session with other members of the audience about her chosen profession. This is the audio from that session. Enjoy.
Buckley, we have to work on that segment we were talking about.
Oh, was that the Ask a Mortician?
Yeah.
Right.
We could do something super fun with it.
Yeah. Well, we can do a crappy version of it right now. So if anyone on Twitch or here in the Patreon text chat has a morbid question, and again, remember that there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
No.
But so if you have a question, you're like, you know, well, what do you do with their watch? Like, whatever the case may be. You know, like, I don't know. You ask away, what happens if you find a gerbil in there? What do you do with that? You know, like these types. These are the questions that people might have.
I found a huge spider in someone's mouth once. It scared the shit
Holy
out of me because I hate spiders.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I jumped like 5 feet in the air. I was like, ah!
Now that's a funny, because, you know, like there's the supposed myth, right? It's a myth that we eat spiders in our sleep. That's like, oh,
right.
But apparently, I guess maybe it's a myth when you're sleeping, but when you're dead, they're fucking all getting in there.
Well, and one of the first things we do is clean out all of the oral cavities. So the nose, we open the mouth, clean it all out.
Right.
And I opened the mouth to
you ever use
spray the.
As a joke, you ever like use your husband's toothbrush for that?
Ew, no. That's yucky.
I guess that would, I mean, that joke would just backfire on you, right? Because then you.
Ew,
you
know, no, yes,
him.
Ew.
Yeah, later. Presumably, I don't know, maybe not, right? Maybe you're in a loveless marriage, I don't know.
No, anyway. I am not in a loveless marriage. Okay. I love my husband.
All right.
But I was cleaning out this person's mouth, and I opened it up to clean it out so that I could suture it shut, and there was this huge-ass spider sitting in there, and I just screamed.
That's fucking crazy. Now, do you know what kind of spider it was?
No, I don't. I just screamed, and then I grabbed it with a paper towel. So.
Now, that's got to be, because, like, this is interesting to me, because you're working, you know, with dead bodies, and then that's what makes you scream.
Yeah, that, and right? My husband said that, too. He's like, that's what
that's pretty
freaks
funny.
You out.
So if no one else has questions, I'll just ask the ridiculous questions.
Okay.
But as a joke, to amuse yourself when you're doing this, do you ever tell them to say aw?
No.
Oh, you're like, all right, say aw. And then, like, you know, they're dead, right? So they can't say anything. And then, well, think about that. You know, just like if you're working with someone, you know, throw that in there. Mm-hmm. Just see what kind of response it gets. I just want to know. For my own sake, if it's funny or not.
I am one of those embalmers. So, like, I'll talk to the people I'm working on. Like, if I have to move a limb in a certain way or move something, I'll be like, okay, mister, this is going to be a little long. And I know that's weird because they are dead. It's not like they feel anything.
But right.
I've been getting a lot of questions about, like, COVID-19 deaths and things like that.
Oh, like,
and
can you get it? Like, are they, like, worried?
Oh, yeah, they're, like, so worried. And, Buckley, it's not that I don't respect that there's a pandemic going on and that there are people that are very largely impacted by this virus, and it can really, you know, it's killed a lot of people, and I can respect that. But, like, I've been exposing myself to infectious disease since I was 18 years old. Like, I have embalmed HIV-positive bodies.
Right.
I've embalmed CJD cases. If you don't know what CJD is, Google it. Like hepatitis. So I guess I'm not as afraid, and I'm not saying like being cautious is bad or anything, but I guess I'm just not as afraid as most people because I use universal precautions on the daily.
Right.
So,
well, I guess, yeah, obviously, you know. It's not like you're getting in there and with like no gloves on and like, oh man, oh, I got some of the blood in my mouth. Like, that's not happening.
We wear two pairs of gloves, actually.
Right. Oh, you got to double bag it. Yeah.
But, bag it and tag it.
Bag it and tag it. So we do have a couple questions. We'll take these real quick. I'll say Wicked asks, is it worth it or should I just get myself cremated? I don't know what that question is. Like, you won't know. Like, is it
well,
worth it? Like, oh, I don't want the discomfort of being embalmed. Just throw me in the fire.
Well, see, here's the thing. Depending on the area you live in,
Yeah.
they have certain rules as to what happens after you die. So I'm licensed in Pennsylvania. I work in Pennsylvania, and we have 24 hours. As soon as somebody dies, you have 24 hours to decide, okay, are they being embalmed for a viewing or are they being cremated? Now, if you want to be cremated without embalming, we call that a direct disposal, and you go directly to the crematory. If you want a viewing, a public viewing rather, you
Right.
do need to be embalmed in the state of Pennsylvania. Other
Oh,
states I
okay.
can't speak on, but that's our state law. So it's a sanitation thing.
Right. So, interesting. I never really thought about that, that people are like having the funeral with a viewing and then getting cremated. I just assume they
Right.
just immediately, throw you in the old furnace there, and then when they have the actual funeral, you're just an urn
And
at the podium.
if you are worried about pricing, the Federal Trade Commission in the US does dictate that we need to disclose a general price list. So if you are worried about pricing and you're making pre-arrangements, ask for a general price list. The embalming fee in relation to everything else is rather minuscule when you look at the merchandise and everything else you're paying for in regards to a service. So that
Right.
would be my advice to you, Wicked. Go to your funeral director, ask for a GPL, and do your research.
Perfect. Now you want to do that, of course, while you're still alive, I would suggest.
Yes, make pre-arrangements, please. For the love of God, make pre-arrangements. It makes it so much easier for us and for families.
Yeah, I've made all my prearrangements. Avexi is just going to toss me off the balcony when I'm done. Just be like, I don't know how that got there.
Am I not surprised?
Yeah, that'll be it. Just be like, I guess all these comics are mine now. So Greg Tame asks, ever find something while preparing a body that led to a police investigation that you can talk about, I guess. I mean, a
Well,
simple answer can just be a yes, but
yeah, the short answer is yes.
right.
One thing that happened while I was in school was we did everything in teams, and everybody got a turn doing different things. That's how you learned. And so for one of the cases, I did the paperwork and I signed the report. I signed the embalming report, and this went to the police, went to everyone, and then something came up with the report and the ongoing everything that was ongoing with law enforcement that I actually got. I was in school and two police officers came to grab me from school and they're like, "We need to talk to you about this." And my preceptor that was overseeing everything I did was like, "Well, you can talk to me. I'm the preceptor." And they're like, "Well, no, her name's on this paperwork. So
Right.
we need to talk to her." And here I am, like 21 years old, like shaking like a wet chihuahua.
Right.
So that happened. And then there was another case that I was involved in where someone had allegedly harmed themselves, and that turned into a whole thing. I can't really get into like nitty-gritties with that, but yes, it
Fair, yeah.
happens.
Now that's interesting because I would have thought that anything like that would have been discovered at the autopsy level. That by the time you're getting a, well, I mean, I guess if that's even happening or whatever, but like by the time you're getting a body, it's not like it's, you're not the first person to see it. You're not the one like finding a stab wound that,
No, and
no one else saw.
that's what had happened was we had gotten a case and then the coroner had come back and taken it and said, "Wait a second, something's not right here." So stuff like that does happen. It's not very often, but stuff like that does happen.
Right. I have one also on Twitch. Someone, Loco Diazo says, "Happy New Year, Morticia and Buckley. What's your best and worst experience at the job?" I guess so.
Oh dear God.
I'm going to start with, let's start with the bad news first. We'll start with worst because I want to know what could constitute the best. I think that's a
Okay. So one of the worst that I can think of was we had gotten a case where a young man had been in an automobile accident.
okay.
And the coroner, before we had even seen what what state the person was in. The coroner told the family, oh yeah, his body's viewable. So then we get it in and we look and we're like, oh my goodness, no, 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 no. And I spent about 10 hours making him viewable. It was intense. I rebuilt about half of his face.
Holy shit.
And it was a lot of intense restorative art. And RA really wasn't my thing in mortuary school. Like, it was something I needed to learn, obviously, but I was never the super artsy fartsy kid that could draw and could make stuff out of clay. So, like, that was a real challenge for me. So, I mean, it was really bad in a sense that it was like, oh my God, this is a lot of work. But it was really good in a sense that it really made me hone in on something that I'm kind of weak in. So I guess there was a silver lining.
Oh, there you go.
But I the only other thing I can think of that's really bad is there are times where we get really young children, or there's one time I embalmed an infant.
Right, yes. Yeah, I remember.
And I cried the entire time. So yeah,
I remember you discussing this about a month or so ago.
I cried the whole time.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, I could, you know, obviously, people with emotions, you know, regular.
I do humans. Have emotions. Yeah, okay.
Not, I'm sure you do. No, but anyway, yeah, I feel like, that is one of those things that, would probably set off even like, you know, you think you've seen it all or whatever. And then like, mm-hmm. you're like, fuck, like, man, like this is heartbreaking, you know, but
yeah.
So best
on the job.
You're just like, you went home whistling after this one. You were like, yeah, man. Like, you're like, oh yeah, I embalmed this guy. Turned out he had like all these Nazi tattoos and he was like 23. And I was like, yeah, fuck that guy. I'm glad he's dead.
Oh, you know, my like, gosh, Buckley.
Well, I don't know. So you don't think that 23-year-old Nazis should be dead? Oh, okay. Sorry,
that's
Your Majesty.
That's not what I said.
No, I know. I know that you didn't say that. Oh, no, but okay. So yeah, but like, I mean, is there anything you would consider? Like, obviously, it's a job that you trained for, you wanted to do. We discussed this mm-hmm. previously. It was like, you know,
yeah.
You know, was like 10-year-old Morticia just like fucking chomping at the bit, right? Like fucking, I can't wait to drain a man, you know, like, and then like, I don't know, that just sounded really bad, but anyway.
Yeah, it did actually.
I just realized that. I'm like, oh my god. But anyway,
maybe I need to start an OnlyFans and drain some guys.
Oh no. Yeah, watch me drain this guy on OnlyFans, and now all these guys are like, you know, getting their fucking tissues ready, like, here we go. And then yeah.
Here we go. No, like,
there's you with your double gloves on, just fucking taking a guy's blood out. And you're like, this is this isn't what I wanted. And then you get the one guy's like, this is exactly what I wanted. But
Well, when you train for something like this, like, before COVID was a thing, every Thursday night I went out to the bar with my girlfriends. It was my one night a week to go out with the girls, have a couple beers, and just kick it.
Yeah.
So before COVID, we would do that, and I would look at people, and I guess it's just something you do when you're trained the way I am. I was looking at people, and like, this one guy that was sitting next to me, he had really pronounced carotid arteries in his neck, and I was like, oh man, like, that would be such a smooth injection. And I was like smiling, and he thought I was flirting with him, which was really funny,
right?
And so he started talking to me, and I was like, oh no, 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 like, I showed him my rings. I was like, I'm married, I really like your carotids. I'm an embalmer, and I'm just ogling your vasculature.
Man, you would just, I'm telling you, you're an in and out right here, man. You would just be super quick to
exactly. I was like, oh my gosh. Well, because some people don't have really pronounced vessels, so you really have to get in there and find them. But like, his carotid was just sitting right there, and I was like, it was like, oh, like, it was a gift. And I was like, that is amazing. He thought I was flirting. Oh my god.
So is there effectively something you could consider a best moment of the job where you were like, you know, really smiling on the way out of work that day?
I mean, there are a lot of days I smile out of work just because I feel like I'm doing a good service for people. I'm right. really helping families.
Yeah.
But as far as like personal wins, I don't know. I get excited when I can do things that require a little more skill. So there was one time we had gotten a case from the coroner. It was a 6-point injection. So we were literally injecting into 6 different points on the body. And this
the old
one 6-pointer.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
This one person, I wasn't getting enough fluid to the leg and I didn't want to resort to hypodermics just yet.
Right.
So I raised the popliteal blood vessel that runs down the anterior part of your leg right behind your kneecap. And it's a really hard one to raise usually.
All right.
And I got it. And I was like, yeah. So like I came home that day and was like, yes. And my husband was like, what? And I was like, I raised a popliteal today.
That's well, there you go then. Yeah. I think that's
personal that's a
win. Yeah. When you're thinking about like, you know, any other job where you're like, oh, I really completed a challenge here, right? Like, you know, that's your platinum trophy, you know? That's your PlayStation.
Yeah, I put it in the win column. I was like, yeah, I actually raised a popliteal.
Now, Wicked Elf asks, do you cake them up if they have like drug-related imperfections, syringe needle holes noticeable, or etc.?
Okay, so we're talking on the arms.
Yeah, like some junkie shows up right now. Obviously, I mean, hopefully they're probably like, you probably put a suit on them, right? So they're not, they're covered. But are there any times, I guess, where you have to, you got to dress them up a little bit to make them not look like they died of a heroin overdose, I guess?
Well, yeah, I really wouldn't use the term like cake. Like, I understand what they're trying to say, but
yeah,
we try to get photos from the family and we always try to make them look as they did in life.
Right.
Like, not as far as like not doing the clown makeup, like with the girls, the blue eyeshadow and the red lip. Like, no, that's not
right.
You know, unless they were like that in life, then well, yeah. But as far as like covering up marks, I mean, a lot of the time we have them in long sleeves. I've never really had to worry about that. There was one time where I had embalmed a woman and the family brought this like spaghetti strap dress for her to wear. And I was like, oh crap. Because right above the collarbone is where I had made my incision to get to the carotid. And I was like, wait a second. So what I did was I put a little bit of restorative wax over my incision and then I cosmetized over that make it blend with the skin. So yeah, you can, there's some things you can do. I've never really had to worry about that much because usually they're in long sleeves or something that covers those areas. But yeah, it's definitely a concern.
Interesting. All right. White Rose wants to know what the color of the brain is really. Now, are you looking at brains?
Not usually. I don't do autopsies. I'm not a coroner. I'm not a forensic investigator.
Reminder people that these she's not carving them up afterwards, all right? These are to make them look so that they are presentable for a funeral. It's not taking the head apart to put it back together again. Hopefully.
Yeah, there was one, because with the autopsy cases, there are times where we have to do the cranial suture to close everything back up. And like I usually see like pieces of the skull. I don't necessarily see brain matter.
Okay. Well,
so I can't really speak on that.
Well, sorry.
Sorry.
White Rose, you're going to have to maybe use incognito mode and a VPN.
Incognito mode.
And be like, search autopsy of brain images.
I mean, now that I think about it, I've seen probably just about every other organ but the brain.
Oh,
now that I think about it.
Well, you know, maybe if no one's really looking, just take a peek next time. Just get in there, like, well, I gotta take
a look. Just so simple to just, like, you know, you just whoop, know, and the right? brain is right there. Yeah.
Yeah, you got a bone saw sitting around, right?
Oh, totally. You know it.
Perfect. World's Fattest Cat had a few questions here. One of them, where did this one go? I thought, now, you know what? I said these are the questions, so I'm just going to ask them. This one says, do you sew the mouth shut? That's the question.
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Well, there are a few things you can do. Now, you can use we have these little guns that have barbs in them where you can put wire into the jaws and then wire it shut.
Okay.
The thing is I have like little baby hands, and I always got made fun of in mortuary school because I could never, the torque was so strong, I could never get the gun to work. Mm. So yeah, I was always the girl doing the mandibular sutures. I'm pretty slick with sewing a mouth shut.
Nice. Okay. Well, there you go. If we ever find like there's a serial killer in the Pennsylvania area, MO is that they're sewing mouths shut, and then like when they open them there's like a toothbrush in there, then you know, there's that, just the head of a toothbrush, then it's like, oh yeah, I know who that is. I'm not saying anything, but you know, case closed. Someone had previously asked as well, I'm sorry that I couldn't find it, was basically, it's like, do you ever have one move,
like as far like a body move?
Yeah, as a body moved, you were like, oh
yeah,
shit.
But it was usually in response to something I did.
Okay, yeah. This one, do you have to remove the organs? So you're removing all the organs.
In order to embalm somebody? No.
Yeah. So there's the question. So I guess if you're not doing it. No, I guess not, right? Because that's the whole like organ donor thing. And then like,
right.
Now,
I don't remove any organs. Yeah. If your autopsied, it's come in a bag.
Oh, okay.
And then we treat the bag with chemical, but we always put it back in the cavity and then sew it in with you. I don't remove any organs.
Okay. Now that's my question then. So like, so you're not putting them back like a puzzle. You're just sticking that old fucking bag right there in the middle, right?
Yeah. The viscera, we just treat it with cavity fluid. I had a preceptor in school and he said, okay. He said, if you want to prove to me that like you're legit and that you're not scared, he said, you'll cut the viscera. And of course I'm the girl that's like, well, challenge accepted,
right?
You know, because you have to go in there with a tool and kind of make some space so that when you pour the cavity fluid in there, like the organs are actually treated with the preservative. So I was like, all right, I'll do this. And like, yeah, it was really unpleasant, but I done did it. And I was like, see, like I can rock, like I'm legit, I can do this,
right? Well, that's fun. So yeah, I'm really excited now to know that they're going to fucking, my heart's just going to be stuck in my stomach when I die. It's just going to be in there somewhere in a bag.
Well, if you're autopsied.
If I'm autopsied, which I most definitely will be due to the fact that Avexi will be murdering me. So that's pretty much
Avexi, I've got you, girl. But, I've got you.
Okay. So Pasta Pain asks,
oh, I like that name.
Yeah, Pasta Pain. Any thoughts that the body they bring in might actually be alive? Can't some people play dead, or is that just fiction?
I have never come across something like that in my entire life. And every time, because I know here and there will be news stories about it, and someone will send me the article and be like, girl, what do you think about this? And like, that has never happened to me. I have never gotten a body in my care that I thought, oh, this person could be alive. No, there's no signs of life at all.
Okay. So it's not like just a customary to like give a quick listen. You're like, ah, shit, let me put the stethoscope on this one.
No.
Yeah, you're just like, ah, it's probably, you know what? They're here. They're probably dead. I'll just start working. Kate.
Good golly.
Asks, how do you feel about death? In general, do you fear it because of your job, or are you fine with it?
Wow. So
yeah, we're getting real deep on a Friday night at fucking 10:30.
I love it. I love it though. It's so cool. But I don't fear death. I used to for a while because Buckley and I talked about this prior about how I kind of got interested in funeral service, and I'd found my friend's mom dead when I was really young. And
yes.
So when I was super young, I was terrified. I was terrified that my mom or dad was going to pass away, and I had severe anxiety about it. But I got older, and
now hold on. I don't know if I can ask this question, but was that because of anything in particular, like that they had medical problems, or just in general, just like kids are just irrationally afraid of things?
Well, when I found my friend's mom
right.
dead when I was 7, it kind of set something off in my brain. And that's when I woke up. So at the age of 7, I was like, oh, man, there's going to be a day where something happens to me. Something's going to happen to my mom. Something's going to happen to my dad. So I asked them so many times when I was little. I'm like, okay, worst case scenario, you and dad are dead. Who's going to take care of me? Because when you're a kid, you worry about that. Or at least I did, you know? Right.
And they're I don't know. Like, who gives a shit? I don't care.
Well, so flash forward to when I was 20 and my dad had some health problems and he had some problems with his heart.
Right.
He had coded a few times during the whole ordeal. And he told me flat out, he's like, don't be afraid to die, because it's honestly, it was just like going to sleep. Right. So, and I buried my dad back in 2015. And that's just kind of what I remembered, is him telling me like, oh, it's just like going to sleep. So
just fine.
Yeah. When he wrecked his Ford Focus and passed away, I was like, right. It must just have been like going to sleep. He didn't feel anything. So now that I'm older, I don't really fear it. I'm just kind of like, well, what's going to happen is going to happen. Right. But like when I was younger, oh my gosh, I was so paranoid about something happening to my mom or dad. Like,
well, it's a tough, just in general, like for ourselves, giving up that control, right? Like in general, the belief that you think you have any sort of control is kind of wiped away that first time you sort of actually come face to face with death. You know,
yeah.
Like I had a sort of moment where a person had died at our boxing club. One of the kids' fathers was there just sort of observing and had a heart attack and just hit the floor. And it was just like, it was like nothing. It was like 1 second he was, you know, just we're chatting. And then I turn around, I hear a fucking thud and he's on the ground. And I'm like, okay. So we like, you know, call an ambulance and so on and so forth. But he was dead. Like, and so, and my coach, who is also like an army medic, does everything he can, but he's dead. Like that, it's just gone. And you get that sort of like, you know, especially like at that age for me, I'm like, I don't know, probably at that time, 20-ish something, I don't know. And at that point, you still are kind of like, I'm invincible. I'm going to live for fucking ever. Like, you know,
right.
And then you see it like you know, death exists. Like, you're not my 20. I'm not a fucking idiot. Like, you know, it exists. And you see it when you really see it and you're like, that's you act your first dead person, I guess. You're like, oh, no, it does exist. Oh, people do die, right? And it's just like, it's this weird like flick where it's like, oh, you know, this should be obvious, but it isn't until it really happens or whatever. But then, being able to sort of come to that sort of conclusion of, and some people just can't. Some people can never. Some people are like afraid of death their whole lives, right? But like, because it really is about that. It's about, you're not afraid of death in a lot of ways. I mean, you are like, you're afraid of one day I'll exist and then tomorrow I won't. And like, it's that giving up that control of like, you have no control over this. This is the, at least at the very, no matter how much control you might have in your life over many things, this is certainly the one thing you have no control over. You will die someday and nothing you can do. Short of being Walt Disney freezing your head in a fucking jar will ever stop that. But yeah, I think that's there's a lot of people that will never come to that that conclusion. And I think, and then it's just of course the fear and the uncertainty of what happens after and so on and so forth. And I don't know, as a nihilist,
I think it's funny what you said with Avexi killing you, because my husband and I have had arguments and he's like, well, when I die I want to be buried naked. I'm like, no, I'm not burying you naked, end of discussion. Right. And I'm like, well, what makes you think you're going first anyway, mister? Like, what do you think is going on? And he looked at me and he said, because you're going to kill me. And he said it very matter of factly.
No,
you are going to kill me.
If you are, could you just do it in my sleep? That would be great. But well, there we go. Wicked Elf back again says, are you allowed to embalm someone you know? Or is it like policy not to, like how a cop can't work a case of a family member?
No, I can embalm somebody I know. Now that the concern rather comes out of the comfort factor, like, am I comfortable doing it? But right. Yeah, I've worked on people I knew.
Yeah. Now, do you give them like a little special treatment, make them look a little hotter than they were or what?
No. Okay.
So here's what I want for mine is when I'm, well, first of all, I've talked about this before anyway, and Avexi won't do it, but when I die, I want a shrine made to me called a mausoleum. It's an invention of my own design in which it is a museum slash mausoleum in which I am basically sort of laying in state, sort of similar to Lenin. Possibly, I discussed this as well, being sort of taxidermied and made into a sort of animatronic in which you press a little button beside me and my robot mouth talks and says things that I said, you know, like little just clips. I mean, there's lots of audio of me on the internet, so no shortage of that people will be able to find. So that's one thing. And short of that, what I would also really enjoy, this is just funny to me, would be when I'm buried, and it's an open casket, it's all the way open. Okay, none of this just like half shit.
None of the half couch casket. Okay, yeah, so you want the whole thing open.
Whole thing's open, and I've just got a raging erection.
Oh my god.
It's just like, it's sticking, and like obviously, you know, you're gonna have to, obviously, like I'm just now short selling myself here, but it's gonna, you know, I want some extensions on there, like, I want this thing sticking up a foot, you know?
What the fuck? Oh, dear God.
Avexi is not happy with this idea, but that's my idea. I just want that, you know, and everyone comes in, they're like, you know, you come to pay your respects. They come to pay their respects and like, oh my God, this guy's just, it's like, is this normal? And then someone's got to like, you know, like whoever the funeral director is like, it's just rigor mortis, you know, this kind of happens.
Happens, but yeah. Not so much in that regard, Buckley.
Yeah. No, they're just like, and they're like, what? It's like, oh yeah, no, he was mid thrust when it happened, and it's just stuck like this forever.
Oh jeez.
And then they're like, what? They're like, oh yeah, we had to like make a special casket because we couldn't get the door closed, you know. So there's. Had to drill a hole in the top so when he closed the door. No,
and this is what we're getting into on a Friday night, y'all. Yeah, I love it.
Whatever,
I love it.
So that's option B. But Avexi doesn't like options A or B. I think option C is just seriously, it's just a goddamn hefty bag, and the nearest dumpster is tossed.
Oh, Lord, that dumpster's gonna stink.
Toss me on in there. Well, I assume that, you know, they'll do pickup at some point, but I don't know.
At some point.
Yeah. I don't know. So, but yeah. Well, you know what? I think that probably wraps things up for this for now. But you know, I want to say that this was fun. Appreciate it. This was a great half an hour, 40 minutes of morbidity on a Friday night.
Of course. Thank you really. So much.